We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
The midday show, Benigno and Roberts. Joe is playing golf today. He'll return. He'll actually return on Sunday when we do the big event at Yankee Fan Fest. He is going to be there. That's how loyal Benigno is to this radio station. He is coming back. Jerry is shocked right now. Why are you shocked by that?
Just that he's on vacation and he'll be. That's awesome.
That's right.
He'll be back for it
a day early.
That's Joe.
The loyalty of Joe B. He's going to be back a day early. Why are you giving me a look? Kind of think Recco's being sarcastic now. I'm not sure. Not positive anymore. But Joe will be back on that Sunday. We're all doing an hour from Yankee Stadium. Boomer and Geo doing an hour. Joe and I are doing an hour. I think we're doing 4 to 5. So 3 to 4 Boomer and Geo, 4 to 5 us, 5 to 6 CMB, Mike, 6 until I assume Yankee pregame. And then you'll get the finale of the Subway Series with Masahiro Tanaka and Jacob DeGrom from Yankee Stadium. And trust me, I understand that if, God forbid, DeGrom gets bombed, I will never ever hear the end of it. You're listening to us broadcast live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses are only at ShopRite. I'm going to tell you right now why I love this for the Toronto Raptors. There are risks, and I want to lay them out initially. Risk number one is that Kawhi leaves as a free agent, and I totally understand that. And I would think that right now the odds lean towards Kawhi leaving as a free agent and signing with the Los Angeles Lakers. That is a likely scenario. But it was also likely that Paul George was going to leave Oklahoma City, and he did not. He stayed. The moral of the story is that getting to experience a city as a member of that team and having some success as a member of that team, and Kawhi may have and should have more team success in Toronto than Paul George had in Oklahoma City. They should be better than Paul George was in Oklahoma City. Having success and experiencing a city can change things. And, oh, by the way, you can actually get paid more, too. You have the extra year. So I would not rule it out. But would I agree that going in, it is likely Kawhi leaves? Sure, yeah, it's likely. I get that. That is all being factored in here. The other risk is that Kawhi Leonard really doesn't want to go there and pulls the same BS we saw in San Antonio last year. Oh, wait, I'm not healthy, my quad still hurts. And if he pulls that same crap, then that says a lot about Kawhi Leonard. It would not behoove him to do that. It would behoove Mr. Leonard, whether he likes Toronto, hates Toronto, doesn't know about Toronto, it would behoove him to go there and play basketball and try to win the Eastern Conference, which, oh, by the way, they can. He's got a better chance to get to the NBA Finals today than he did yesterday. And I dare you to try to debate that, because there isn't really a debate. But here's the underrated thing about this on why it's great for the Toronto Raptors. Now, I'm going to say this with a lot of peace and love. I like DeMar DeRozan. I do. I defended him a lot during this past regular season. I like how he's improved his game. I respect that he's overcome some issues that he's dealt with. I like DeMar DeRozan as a player. But you know what Benigno always said about DeMar DeRozan? And he's right. He's very good. He's not elite. And he's right. The other thing about DeMar DeRozan is that he is going to be turning 29 years old. Is it that old? Well, it's not that young. Not in the NBA. Not when you're playing every game. Not when you're playing 35 minutes a night. He's getting older. He is also signed to a contract, and I get it. There's a lot of bad contracts in the NBA, but a contract that will pay him $27.7 million this year, $27.7 million in 2020, and $27.7 million in 2021. I would define that as a bad contract. In fact, let's play a game. Let's say the Raptors wanted to blow it up. That's what they decided to do. You know what? Can't get past Cleveland. I know LeBron's not there anymore, but there's something rotten with this team. Our main guys, DeRozan and Lowry, don't play as well in the postseason. We're going to blow it up. Okay, what are they getting for DeMar DeRozan on the open market? What are they getting? He's making $27 million this year, next year, the year after that. Who's taking him? Who's taking the contract? How many teams? How many teams? And what are you getting? Are you getting the package the Celtics got for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce? You're not, because Billy King isn't a GM anymore. So let's play that game. What are you getting for DeMar DeRozan? The answer is not a lot. So if you're the Toronto Raptors, in the worst case scenario, Kawhi doesn't want to be here. You don't have success this year. He's gone at the end of the year. You've cleared the contract. DeMar DeRozan's deal is gone. And now the big contracts you have left for next season would be Kyle Lowry, who will be making an ungodly $33 million, but he's still very underrated, and Serge Ibaka. Both will be on expiring deals. In 2021, you're ready to rebuild, not necessarily by signing free agents. Having cap room is not all about signing free agents, as Sean Marks has shown you. You have given yourself more room to blow it up if this doesn't work. It's not, and I haven't even mentioned, well, can the Raptors win this year? I haven't gotten to that yet. I'll get to that. But just looking at if things go wrong, the ramifications of this deal are not terrible. The pick they traded is protected. That's another thing. Okay, so they dealt a protected first-round pick, which I'm pretty sure is going to go to San Antonio this year because the Raptors are going to be pretty good. So what have you given up? You're going nuts over Jakob Poeltl? Look, you didn't give up OG. You didn't give up Siakam. You didn't give up Van Fleet. So you've kept the core of what was a really good bench. And essentially, oh, by the way, they added Danny Green. I should point this out. Okay, so you add a piece like Danny Green. You add Kawhi Leonard, who's flat out better than DeMar DeRozan when he's playing. And if Kawhi wants to play, whether he leaves or not, the Raptors have a chance to win the East. Flat out, they have a chance to win the East. And considering how rotten this team has looked in the postseason, they needed to do something bold. This is the definition of bold. And what I love about it, unlike the net mess from years ago, is there isn't any long-term risk. What's the long-term risk? You lose Kawhi, you've eliminated the DeRozan contract. I love this trade for the Raptors. I really do. And that's not saying they're going to win the NBA title this year. Because, again, always look at the worst-case scenarios and the best-case scenarios. Well, the best-case scenario is Kawhi goes to Toronto, they win the East, and he wants to stay there long-term. And if that's the case, great. You've got Kawhi Leonard for the next half a decade. That's great. That's a win. I am admitting off the top he probably won't stay, even though things can change based on Paul George and the way this league works. But even if he leaves, you would admit that the Raptors were going to probably have to go into a rebuild, blow-it-up mode anyway. It is easier to blow it up with DeRozan's contract gone. Because if after this season with this roster, if they don't make this deal, if they don't win the East, what were you doing? Next year, Kyle Lowry was going to make $33 million, and DeMar was going to make 27.7, and Serge Ibaka was going to make 23. Good luck. How are you going to blow it up? You've already eliminated one of the pieces. Those are the two pieces now, while making a lot of money, expiring deals. Love it for the Raptors. I think it makes a lot of sense. And they're going to give themselves a chance to win this year. They've got a brand new coach. Kawhi, when he wants to play, is it just a better player than DeRozan? He's one of the best two-way players in this league. I think we forget how good he is. And we'll see if he likes Toronto. I don't know. But I admit, it's likely he ends up in L.A. Here's why I don't love it for the Spurs. And, you know, I understand. I see this all the time with your team, Tyler Bett. I see it all the time. Anything Danny Ainge does, it's the greatest thing ever. And lately, most of it has been. I admit that. Anything Bill Belichick does, it's amazing. He's so smart. He's so great. We see this all the time. Greg Popovich is one of the great coaches of all time. R.C. Buford's one of the great GMs of all time. I don't have to say that 1,000 times. I think we all know that. What's so great about this? Now, seriously, explain this to me. Are the San Antonio Spurs going to win an NBA championship? They're not, right? We all know that. That's, I want to say it's fact because it's sports and you never know, but that's pretty close to fact that this core is not going to win anything. So all you've done is spin wheels. That's all you've done. Your team is a worse team right now. Tony Parker's not in that building anymore, and we understand why. He was towards the end anyway. I get that. So now you're going to try to win with a core of LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi Leonard, DeMar DeRozan, Pau Gasol, Patty Mills, the young Lonnie Walker, who you hope becomes a star, Dejounte Murray. This is how you're going to try to win. You're not winning anything. Now, I don't know what was out there, and I think we all agree. We don't know what the Celtics were offering. We don't know what the Sixers were offering. We don't know what the Lakers were offering, and I get not wanting to deal them to the Lakers. But weren't they better off, from a long-term perspective, going the younger route? Because what are they winning? Look, they won 47 games last year without Kawhi Leonard. Great, let's have a party. Let's all celebrate. LaMarcus Aldridge is an older guy. LaMarcus is 33. As good as he is. Patty Mills is what he is, and he's almost 30. Pau Gasol's 38 in this NBA. What are you doing? So I really believe that there is a knee-jerk reaction to think that everything Pop or Buford does, it's the gospel. It's the greatest, because they're the Spurs. How could you criticize them? Well, I'm criticizing them based on facts. Like, well, what am I looking at here? Where are they going to win? Now, again, if your argument is, Evan, there was no one was offering anything. Danny wasn't going to give him anything. The Sixers weren't going to give him anything. Okay. But still, you've added a bad contract to your team, because I think it's going to look like a bad contract. You've gotten old, because you really are kind of old. I mean, Kawhi Leonard's a little bit younger than DeMar DeRozan. It's not a huge difference. And I get that that relationship was over, but what are you doing? All you're doing is spinning your wheels. You're not going to win anything. And I know what Greg Popovich is probably thinking. How old is Greg Popovich? He's 70, or he's going to be 70. He's going to be 70. He's not going to be around for a long time as a coach. I mean, hopefully he's around on the planet for a long time, but he's not going to be around as a coach for a long time. What the hell does he care about 5 years from now? Seriously, what does he care? Think he cares? Think you want to do a long-term rebuild? So, you know, you could have love with what the Spurs did, but admit this. You're probably in love with what the Spurs did because you have great respect for Greg Popovich, and that's fine. I have great respect for Greg Popovich. I don't like it. I understand it from a Raptors perspective. I get the risk on their end, but what's the risk-reward on the Spur end? Seriously, what's the best scenario for the San Antonio Spurs? Are they going to win an NBA title? Are they going to beat the Warriors? With this? Come on now. They're not going to win. They have a good regular season. Maybe. It's a tough Western Conference, though. The Raptors, Masai Ujiri, here's what Masai Ujiri said. He said, I'm throwing a Hail Mary into the end zone. I'm going to try to win a championship right now. I needed to shake this up. I'm bringing winners in Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard. And if all else fails, I'm going to blow it up next year anyway. And it's easier to blow it up with Green and Kawhi expiring than having to deal with 2 years and $55 million left on DeRozan's contract. Your call's next, 877-337-6666. Jersey Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.